I have Delaney in here. Delaney, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, what are you bringing to the table today?
Today, I'm going to introduce you to a meme or a trend called male manipulator music.
Right. What is all that about?
So, it basically started on Twitter in like 2020, and it was it's a joke. So, if you feel attacked, please don't hate me. But the idea of male manipulator music is like typical genres or bands that like an archetype of a man listens to that's like seen as being manipulative.
So who's manipulative? Is it the band is manipulating the person who's listening, or is it the person listening is manipulating other people?
It's typically the person listening is a manipulative like romantic partner. It's like girls have been like, oh, if they listen to this band, blah, 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 it's a red flag. Or like, you know, they're going to be like emotionally abusive or narcissistic or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So like, why did this even start? Like, what's the whole point of this? Is it just a joke? Because I don't think it's funny anymore. Ha ha. Pun.
It started as a joke. It was a girl on Twitter being like, my past romantic experiences have made me realize that if they listen to these bands, I'm immediately out. Like, I know that it's going to be toxic. And then people started taking it a bit too far and actually applying it to, like, relationships.
Okay, so tell us the bands.
So the typical bands usually are named are The Smiths, Radiohead, Arctic Monkeys, Deftones, Gorillaz, The Strokes, The Cure. Basically indie rock, shoegaze, like dream pop.
Anything that's good. And I just can't see it because all my friends love that kind of music. And
are they manipulating? Are they male manipulators?
No, they're not. They're not toxic and they're just really.
Are you sure?
I'm totally, absolutely 100% certain of this. They are absolutely the most gentlemanly men around, and I don't understand why.
But Delaney, don't you reckon it's a bit of with people our age? That's part of it. They're like leaning, like a lot of this music is a bit older, right?
Yeah.
Don't you reckon it's leaning into that vintage thing a bit with
the
tote bag?
It's almost like a my music taste is better than yours because I listen to like cooler, like older indie stuff rather than like mainstream.
But really, but that's not really manipulative, is it?
No, but it is. It is because it's like the sensitive guy thing, right? It's like
right.
I'm sensitive. Is that, don't you think? Is that kind of that angle?
Yeah, it's like emotionally unavailable and like I'm in touch with my feelings, but not really.
Have you seen the Bob Dylan movie, the recent one?
No. Oh, I watched half of it on the plane and then the plane stopped.
Have you seen it, Delaney?
I haven't.
I reckon Bob Dylan in that film, if he was alive today, he would be the archetype. Sorry. If he was young today, he would be the archetype of this person you're talking about because he's like fake sensitive. He's all like, oh my God, my emotional life is so complicated. Sylvie or whoever his girlfriend is can't understand. So I have to cheat on her. He would definitely be listening to Radiohead if he was.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Bob Dylan, Radiohead fan. You heard it here first.
Well, I mean, he might. Why not?
I don't know.
he might be.
It's possible.
Loving, he's alive.
Yeah,
let's ring him up.
He is alive. I was sorry about that, everyone who
just had a thought. Oh my God, when did he die? Well, he didn't.
Is it like an aesthetic? There's like an aesthetic, right?
There's like a whole aesthetic that comes with it. It's like the almost grungy indie. Like I don't know how you would explain it. Like they wear like thrifted, and they're like, oh, I'm so deep. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I really don't think this is a thing. I really don't believe in it. I mean, if that is what people are saying, I just, like, thrift is fine, you know, because, you know, you're saving the planet. The music is fucking, sorry, it's great. So, you know, if you've got a thing against this music, then where's your head?
No, well, but I think you and your friends just need to make peace with the fact that you are. Like, I like The Smiths.
Yeah.
And I'm a male manipulator. What can I say?
Oh, a male manipulator. No, you're not. I'm sure you're not.
No, but I'm with you, Elle. Like, me and all my friends listen to that kind of music and, like, thrift and stuff. I think it's become, like,
Sounding awfully suspect.
I promise I'm not manipulative. No, it's become like it's given people like a negative image almost. And it's gone a bit too far where people take it too seriously. It should just be like a joke. But people make fun of everyone's music taste. Like, especially like women who listen to like mainstream pop. It's like a thing to like clown on that and make fun of that.
Well, yeah. Well,
so it's just a bit of fun.
It's understandable why you'd make fun of that. But